This is what happens after you say yes, or otherwise known as, that's not how this works. That's not how any of this is supposed to work. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Business Mindset Mastery. My name's Heather Gray. I'm a mindset and performance coach working with business owners, online leaders, and entrepreneurs, and you can find me over at choosetohaveitall.com. And today, I wanted to dive deep and share a little bit of personal insights I've learned about what's happened to me personally as I've learned to say yes to this podcast and what I'm calling my little podcast that could. I hope you'll stick with me and listen in and enjoy the show. So yes, if you listen to podcasts, if you are in the online business space and you're aware of online marketing strategies or just business strategies in general, you know that there's a specific way people are told and encouraged to start a show. You're supposed to do all the things. You're supposed to have a pre-launch strategy, a launch strategy, and do everything under the sun to get yourself on new and noteworthy with iTunes. And I didn't do any of those things. This little show that could started rather impulsively. And it started with a moment where a new app that came on the social media scene called Anchor FM just crossed my newsfeed one day. And I learned about how you can create 5-minute clips of audio, send them out to an audience, and then if you want, you can link these 5-minute segments together to create longer episodes. And that was going to be my only intention. I'm a little bit of a podcast junkie. I subscribe to at least 12 shows myself. And I love doing podcast interviews. So I always knew in the back of my mind that I wanted to be a podcast host someday, but I came up with all kinds of excuses, as we all do, right? Like I'm just learning how to be an online business person. I have to wait until I figure that out. Oh, wait, I'm an online business person, but I think I'm selling a business that isn't actually right for me. I need to shift and pivot. And then suddenly it was, oh, we might be moving. I might as well wait until I get settled in a new place in a new city before I take on anything new, and I can let my business coast for a while. So at the start, it was just supposed to be about Anchor FM and getting started and talking to you guys and seeing what happens next. And then the next day, I got an email from Anchor FM saying, not sure if you're aware, but you can link your audio and make it a podcast. And would you like to do that? And without thinking and without a lot of forethought, I just said yes. It's what I preach, right? Those of you who have known me for a while know that I'm all about taking action. New listeners might have already figured it out these 14 episodes in, but that sometimes we have to perceive the opportunities to leap and go for it and just say yes. That we can't always plan these moments ahead of time with a clear-cut strategy, with the forethought that would be really ideal in order to capture the largest audience possible or in order to get the most bang for the buck, whatever it is you're saying yes to. Sometimes you just have to leap. There's this quote that Steve Harvey says that the parachute doesn't open until you jump. And I was thinking about that when I decided to press yes on the button to make this a podcast. And so this little show that could, we're about 15 episodes in now, I think, right? And I have to tell you that everything has changed for me since I said yes. It's absolutely right that, like, if you're listening to this and you know the podcast industry and you know the online business industry, you know I haven't set myself up for success. You know I'm not going to get a large audience. Yesterday I had 176 listens. Today I got up to 211. And you know that people are shooting for at least 1,000 an episode, 10,000 an episode. And the way I've done this, I'm not going to get there unless I'm incredibly lucky and huge smashing doors get open for me, or word of mouth is incredible, or I decide to like really go over the moon and, you know, and invest in paid advertising for it. But I didn't do the steps necessary to set this up for success. And you know what? I own that, because what I did is I set myself up for success. And that's what I really want you to think about as we continue talking today. What could change for you if you simply started saying yes? Please give that some thought as we take a next break. Now, you just heard me take a break that probably to you sounded a little unnecessary, right? It sounded a little unnecessary to me too, when I'm being honest. And that's because that's not really how podcasts are supposed to be made, in 5-second increments. So I know I didn't do all the things, but what I did do is I started to say yes to myself and to think about the fact that maybe audio in 5-minute segments isn't the worst thing in the world if it just gets my message out there, if it helps people and connects with people who have goals and dreams for themselves and they don't know where to get started. I have ideas and I have things that I can say, and I don't have the time or the bandwidth to get it together for a real podcast right now. So maybe this is a way to connect. Maybe doing all of the things isn't always the goal. And how many things are on your list right now, your own personal to-do list, before you do the thing you really want to do? So often we get distracted by all of the things, the ways that we're supposed to do it, the right way to do things. And sometimes it just never gets done. Now, one of the things that you just heard is that I have to now live in the natural consequence of not doing all the things. And the natural consequence for me in this example is that I have to learn to get better at talking in 5-minute segments of audio. There will be natural consequences for you where you're going to have to learn things on the fly as you try something new, as you leap, as you step outside your comfort zone. You can't chart the path when you just make a determined decision to just say yes. The way isn't always going to be clear, but you're capable of figuring it out, because what happens internally for yourself and how it changes who you are and what you think you're capable of is worth the added stress and confusion over finding your way in an unclear path and on uncharted territory. So one of the things too I was thinking about is, like, I have to break this down for you guys, right? Like, I have to get crystal clear so that when you're in your moment and you're on the precipice of saying yes, you kind of know what you need, right? I'm going to let you in on a little secret here. I call it fake it till you make it. You don't have to have total confidence in the thing that you're about to do, in the new activity you want to try, the new goal you want to go after, the new dream you want to achieve. I think that we wait for confidence, right? We wait till we feel completely capable inside ourselves to do the thing, and then we tell ourselves a story that that's when we'll do it. But the reality is I haven't started feeling comfortable talking to you, doing any of this, until this week. So 12 episodes later, I started to feel like I was finding my mojo, getting my point of view across, figuring out how I wanted to connect with you. I didn't know it when I said yes. I wasn't supposed to know it when I said yes, because the lesson I had to learn in that moment was, you just say yes. Figure it all out later. But when we wait for the yes, life passes us by, our dreams pass us by, the moments of opportunity where, like, our lives could be bigger or bolder pass us by because we weren't looking, or we looked at them, we saw the opportunity, and we said, yeah, but. Because honestly, you know, I would have had a podcast sooner. I had time, like, when my business was building, to build a podcast. I wasn't getting clients when I was just starting out. I could have done it. So part of the natural consequence I'm also sitting in is having not done it sooner when I had the time to get all my ducks in a row and do all the things. But again, like, that confidence thing nips at our heels sometimes, and I didn't think I could do it. And now that my business is successful, I felt like I could. Excuse me, sorry about that. And I gave it a go. It seems like a tickle in my throat is telling me it's time for the next break. Isn't it good that it's convenient timing right at the end of a 5-minute segment? I'll be right back. Give me a sec. Hi, yes, I'm back. And yes, I was doing a little bit of faking it till I made it. I didn't have the confidence, but that didn't stop me from starting. But what I realized I needed to do was do a quick self-examination on what I would need to start to feel more confident, because this little podcast that could was starting to feel really important to me. I had been telling people that I was more proud of the process than the product when I first started. I didn't like that I had a 2.5 minute episode posted up there for you guys to listen to. I didn't like that it sounded a little disjointed and unorganized. And I wasn't happy with what I was delivering because I knew I had the bigger term vision of like diving deep for an hour long episode. So I knew I wasn't where I wanted to be, but I knew I could get there, but I needed a little bit of false confidence. So first I just started talking and I went for it. And then the next thing I did, and I know you guys are going to think this is silly, but there's an example here and a lesson here that you can apply to yourself about faking it till you make it, is I asked a designer friend of mine who specializes in branding to help me with my podcast cover, because Anchor FM only gave me my photo and then I had it just stuck up on iTunes. So when, you know, if you're in the podcast app on iTunes and you clicked on my show, all you saw was my picture with no name, no, you know, graphic, nothing. And I, you know, couldn't figure out how to do it myself. And I had a friend do it. And it's interesting to me what happened internally, that once I had a real quote unquote, right? You're seeing the air quotes in that cover for my podcast, it became a little bit more real. And I want you to think about that for a second as you think about whatever it is in your own life right now that you're not saying yes to. What could you do symbolically that has very little meaning to anyone but you, but that would get you to start thinking of this as real, as possible for yourself, as something that you're capable of? Because fake it till you make it works. It sets you up for success. I did it when I got my website started. I hired somebody who would give me a, you know, smart, sassy, sexy website because it made me feel super professional. It made me feel legit. It didn't matter that I had 20 years of clinical experience as a therapist. Like, I had the experience to know I was legit, but being new to the online space, I was hesitant. I was shy. I didn't feel like the real deal. And so I hired somebody to do my website, and all of the content is, you know, honest and trustworthy and accurate. But it looks really shiny and new, and I'm proud of it. And that gave me that little boost I needed to start putting myself out there. So often we just wait until we're ready. But if you could come up with a symbol, an example, something specific, measurable, observable, intangible to hang your hat on that would show you that this is happening, that this is real, and that this is possible, you might find that you're a little bit closer to taking action than you think. And then the next thing you want to start to think about, and this is what I just did yesterday, so it's still really fresh and new for me, and you're on the journey with me. This is the Mindset Lab after all, right? And I'm going to be totally transparent with you, is I shared it on my personal Facebook page because it was becoming a thing that actually had personal meaning to me. It was becoming important. I was starting to feel over the past couple of days, as we talked about the fears of failure, as we talked about managing the sort of even the fears of success, I could start to feel this passion kind of bubbling up inside me. And I'm not somebody who has passion bubble up inside her regularly, I promise, but I could tell that this was something that was going to become important to me. And I hadn't done all the things, and I knew I was behind the times, but suddenly I had this thing I wanted to share. So I did. I shared it on my personal Facebook page. I told my friends and family and fellow business colleagues about it, and I put myself out there. And then I did one extra thing, and I'm going to do it with all of you today too. I asked them to please subscribe and please leave me a review. A lot of people start that right away in the podcast territory. They like in their pre-launch strategy, in order to get on iTunes and new and noteworthy, you need the reviews, you need the number of downloads, et cetera, et cetera. You need all the things. And I hadn't done that yet because I wanted to be able to earn. Hi, sorry about that. As you can see, I'm not so good at talking in 5-minute increments for Anchor FM. I got cut off. But as I was telling you, I wanted to be able to earn the review. So many people just ask for them ahead of time. And I get that that's the way to do business sometimes. But for something that was becoming so personal to me, really, and important, and something that I wanted to do with integrity, I guess I told myself a story that I had to earn it first. And I know that in that decision, it put me behind even further. Not only did I not do all the things, I didn't even ask people to start subscribing and leave a review until 14 episodes into my show. But you know what? I'm good with that, because now I can offer something that I'm proud of, even when I get cut off, even when I get a tickle in my throat. This is real, and this is me. And if it suits you, attracts you, and finds you helpful, finds it helpful, I know that we're going to get along just fine. And if it doesn't work for you because you need the shiny, polished show that's completely organized, without the ums, without the likes, with perfect editing, like, you and I aren't going to get along. And I accept that, because the process that I'm trying to teach all of you, those of you who are going to stick with me for it, is that it's going to be messy. It's going to be imperfect action. It's not going to be a smooth course all the time. We can't plan for all the things. Sometimes we're just not ready to do it the right way. We just have to do it any way we can. That's what I'm hoping I'm showing you by my example in this. I hope you respect me for the process, and you're not sitting there thinking like, wow, this chick has no idea what she's doing. Because what I'm trying to do is teach you how to do it. How do you do it when you have no idea what you're doing? Because so many people don't even move because they have no clue what to do next. And it's in the moving, it's in the experience, in the trying, in the mistakes made and the lessons learned, that we figure it out. None of us know what we're doing until we press play, until we hit go, until we jump. That's how it has to happen. I feel like the woman I was when I started this show is different than the woman you're listening to now. And it's only been 14 days. And I don't like to make false promises. And I'm not one who talks about, you know, books changing their lives and, you know, having these huge epiphanies. But when I was in private practice, those of you who know my story a little bit, I had a private brick and mortar practice offering mental health therapy for 10 years. What led me to the online space is a little bit complicated. It was a mix of burnout and also to this burning notion that I was not living up to my potential, that I was not showing up for myself and in my life to the degree that I could, really. I just felt it. And as I've built Choose to Have It All, as I've connected and consulted with other people building online businesses, as I've helped them dream big, I definitely feel like that's no longer true, that I'm living up to my potential. But something changed in doing this show, guys. And I learned an incredibly important lesson. And I really think it only will resonate after you say yes. I couldn't have learned this lesson sitting in a chair, thinking about it, or journaling about it. Because what I am realizing over the past 2 weeks, really simple, only 2 weeks, is that my potential is really, truly only limited by how willing I am to dream big. How big am I willing to dream? How much am I willing to shoot for? How high am I willing to rise? Our potential is defined by our willingness to dream. And we can't get there until we start saying yes. However, I don't think it was simply saying yes that started this change process for me. It wouldn't have happened if I just got on Anchor FM for one day. It wouldn't have happened if I did it 3 times in a week. The change maker for me has been making a commitment to doing it Monday through Friday. Every day, I've been starting my work day doing these little episodes for each of you. And when I think about that, I originally decided to do it because I thought it would speed up the learning curve. I thought I would learn how to use the app better, faster, more efficiently, because it was taking me a lot of time and becoming cumbersome. So I thought, like, oh, nobody's even going to be listening to this anyway. It's not even a big deal. I'll just do it every day. I'll learn it and then I'll get good at it and then I'll see what happens next. But it's actually making the daily commitment to myself. To doing it every day, that I think is the second part of this change process. And it's what happens after you say yes. I think it's what has to happen after you say yes, is that you don't just say yes one time and think that everything starts to become shiny and new and the doors start to open and, you know, the heavens start to sing. You have to say yes every time. You have to say yes when there's a tickle in your throat, when you get cut off by an app. That alone has just happened in the past 10 minutes to me. You have to say yes when the world says no. You have to say yes when the bank funds are lower than you want them to be, when the life has gotten in the way and suddenly you don't know how you're going to find the time, or you're facing an excruciatingly painful loss. You don't wait on the things you want for the right time, or to know all the things, or to get all your ducks in the row, because it just doesn't work that way. The best laid plans, right? We all know that. But when we can, we should strategize and we should set ourselves up for success. But my sort of opinion on that, the people who successfully strategize, they're the people who already said yes. They're the people who already made a decision. They've already chosen the action and now they're just moving forward. And in that moment, I'm going to look back on this for a while and wish I was that girl and wish I was that person. But that just wasn't me. That's not how it happened for me. But it's happening anyway. And that's the takeaway, that this is messy sometimes. It's sloppy. It doesn't go the way we think. It doesn't go the way we plan. It doesn't go in the way that, like, we want to shout from the rooftop sometimes. But so long as we're moving toward the goal, so long as we're getting really clear on who we are, who we want to be, and where we want to go next, it starts to happen with consistent action, with inspired action, and with our intention. I hope you've gotten something out of this today. I hope you're thinking about the thing you've put on the back burner and you've been waiting for, or thinking you need to read another book on or take another course on. I hope you're thinking about that one thing, and I hope you're considering saying yes. And when you take action on it, please do let me know. Send me a note over at heatherchoosetohaveitall.com. Find me at my Facebook group, also the same name, Choose to Have It All. Or better yet, let me know in a review, and please consider subscribing to the show. I'm promising you that I'm going to keep working hard for you, and I can't wait to find out what happens next, and I really want you to be with me when I do. Thanks so much, everyone, and have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.